Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and you're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show on bbsradio.com. Welcome to our show. I hope you had a great day. We have a lot of fun things to do tonight. We're going to talk about the order of the Magi. We're going to have a contest question. I wanted to thank everybody, first of all, who participated in our Valentine's Day sale. It was a smashing success. Hope you enjoy the discounts. Those of you who ordered things, who the order came in on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or to, those orders will be shipped out tomorrow. So the post office was closed today. It would have gone out today. So all your orders will be shipped out tomorrow. What else? February the 15th, 2001. Galileo was born today, believe it or not. And Susie, who appeared on one of the Silver Dollars. We have actress Claire Bloom. We have musician Brandon Boyd. Chris Farley, who's, I guess he's dead now. The Simpsons creator, Matt Groening. Groening, I'm not sure if I can pronounce it. Harvey Korman, comedian. I would expect today to be a comedian or a real creative artist person because Three of Clubs is, of course, really creative, the writer's card, and then the Ten of Diamonds wants to be the center of attention. So it's a great combination for a writer or like a comedian who writes their own comedy. We have Renee O'Connor, Cesar Romero. Jane Seymour was born today also. I didn't know that. Let's see. Ronnie Venucci of The Killers. Boy, I love the names of these bands these days. Here's one. Brandon Boyd. Oh, he's in Incubu. Actress Sarah Winter. And Stevie Benton of Drowning Pool. There's other people too, but that's a nice list. So we have the Ten of Diamonds, the most fortunate card in the deck, most blessed, and yet they have the most difficulty in allowing those blessings to come to them. That's their big issue in life, actually. So we're going to have a really nice kind of a storytelling thing tonight, talking about the order of the Magi. So I'm going to just read a little bit. These are some things written by Olney Richmond. And the first thing I'm going to read is how he first started with the order of the Magi. He was 20 years old. He was in the Civil War in 1864. This is what he says. He says, during the war, I was a soldier in the 14th Michigan Infantry. And in the spring of 64, our regiment was quartered in Nashville, Tennessee. One night about 8 o'clock, as I was on camp guard duty, I saw a man approaching. I thought at first he might be a spy, but immediately after I first saw him, he spoke to me. I concluded that he could do me no harm because I was so near the camp, and I answered his salute. He came up to me and said, your name is Richmond, right? I said, right. And I figured somebody had given him my name from his comrades. And your other name is Yinlo, continued the stranger. There you are wrong, for that is not my name. Yes, it is, he said. At least that is the name given to you by my authorities who have sent me to you. Spell your first name Yinlo backwards and see what you make of it. O-L-N-E-Y. Olney was his name. Yinlo was his mystical name given by the stranger. Yes, he said, and you were born on February 2nd in the year 1844. How did you find that out? And the man said, by the wonderful philosophy which I wish to communicate to you. I do not know you, but was guided to you. I am a member of an order which has been lost to the public for many ages. I am a member of the ancient order of the Magi, which flourished in Egypt thousands of years ago. I feel that I am about to die, and I am bound by the powers that rule me to convey the marvelous secrets which I hold to another person who shall live after me. You are that successor. I wish you to call on me some evening very soon in town. And he gave him his address. His curiosity was aroused, and he promised to do just as the man wished. The man was a tall, thin, hollow-cheeked individual and was very earnest in his conversation. I called on him as I had promised, and he initiated me into the high order of which I have the honor to be a member. He also gave me different articles which are necessary in the study. He was a Frenchman and told me that he had been told the secrets while he was in India. I did not understand but very little of it, what he told me at the time, but now I'm able to understand it all. And that he gave me really amounted to initiation into the higher degrees of the craft. I am much obliged to you, I said to him, for the information you have given me. But it seems, inasmuch as the object is to transmit this knowledge to an unbroken line, you are leaving it in bad hands. How so? Said the Frenchman. I said, well, how long this war will last, I have no means of knowing. I am liable to be killed long before the war ends, and could not transmit this knowledge to another person. He said, I am not acting without knowledge, sir. You need not fear. You will pass through many battles hereafter, but without injury. Not even a bullet will touch you. Only says, I must confess that I did not believe what he told me, for before every battle that I ever took part in, I felt that I was about to be killed. But sure enough, not an enemy's bullet touched my body, notwithstanding the fact that my clothes had become perforated several times. In Kennesaw, for example, I was standing at the head, with my head above the breastworks, looking at the enemy's batteries on the mountain. Suddenly and involuntarily, I ducked my head before the headlock, just in time to escape a rifle ball from a sharpshooter coming at from a direction which I had not been looking. He had evidently been taking deliberate aim at me. On another occasion, I was sitting out on a bank and for some unaccountable reason, I had the impulse to suddenly stand up, just in time to escape a 20-pound shot which whizzed past right beneath my coattails. This was at the Siege of Atlanta. There were many similar instances of this nature, but this will suffice to show you that some unseen power constantly protected me. That was the beginning of Olney Richmond's initiation. He received knowledge from the Frenchman, and he spent 18 years after that studying, and he gained more knowledge from different people and different places. And it was 18 years later before he brought any of that out to the public, before he even let anybody know. And I just want to mention a few of the things that he talks about here. He mentions that he's a member of the Order of the Magi, that the Order of the Magi included many people that from history that we didn't even know about. For example, Jesus was a Magi. The three wise men were astrologers which found him. The prophet Daniel was a Magi. And many other mystics from the ancient times. And he goes on to talk about that. And he mentions how the symbol for Atlantis, which is where this card system originated, the symbol for Atlantis was the three-pronged spear of Neptune. Very interesting. What's really interesting is that if you go back 22,000 years when Atlantis was around, the Big Dipper was shaped differently back then. It was shaped exactly like the three-pronged spear of Neptune. It's moved in 22,000 years. Some of the stars have shifted into the shape that we see today. But 22,000 years ago, it was in the sky every night and the symbol of the Atlantean race. Very interesting. So here's another little story about a man who came to the temple in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He was a reporter, and he came to just kind of do a little story. about the what was going on in the temple. The temple was originally in Grand Rapids, and then it moved to Chicago. Let's see here. Let me see where I should start. I was introduced to Only Rich when he invited me to spend an evening with him. Let's see. So let's see, the writer being a student of the science of psychometry and anthropology and finding that I possessed a psychic or psychometric gift, I could comprehend and understand much of the philosophy and the beauty and the scientific system displayed in his works, which are based on the heliocentric system of astrology, the only true system in science of astronomy. In addition to 370 tables of planetary motion and over 200 rules for performing the Egyptian mysteries, there are above 20 tables of logarithms for finding various combinations of time and of polar angles and all the planets in the, of the solar system. Only Richmond was actually able to correct a published ephemeris of Neptune using the cards. So he's talking to Only Richmond. And Richmond says to I'm going to demonstrate, I'm going to do a little experiment with you. I'm going to demonstrate three things. I'm going to show you that under full chandelier light that our own hands are naturally controlled by occult law when handling and cutting the cards. That the dice falling upon the chart, what he did was he did this special thing where he, when the man walked into his temple, he handed him a sealed envelope. Now, he knew the man's birthday and he knew what time it was at night. And he had him take the cards and cut them by a clock. He said, you know, shuffle the cards for a minute, cut them three times in 20-second intervals, and do it again and then do it again. And then he laid out in front of him a zodiac cloth with the 12 houses and a circle in the center for the sun. He said, take these cards, and you can't see the cards, they're face down, and put a card in every house of the zodiac, however you want, any way you want them. Don't look at them. Just put them in the houses. And then keep putting all the cards out on the table until there's four cards in each of the houses and four in the center for the sun. That's 13 times 4, which is 52. So he did as instructed. And then Only said to him, now take these dice, and right at exactly 8 o'clock, I'm going to say go, and you throw these dice. And he did so. And the number of the dice that came up, whatever number it was, from 1 to 12, or 2 to 12, he said, then pick up the four cards that are in the house that corresponds to the number on the dice. So he did so, and he picked up these four cards, and he says, now turn them over, and now open up the envelope which I gave you when you first came here. And inside the envelope, it said, if this such-and-such person were to perform this Egyptian mystery number 52 or whatever it was, he will pick the pile of cards that corresponds to these four cards. And in there, he had the exact cards that the man picked up from the deck. And he explained to him that the cards, there's a magnetism that we all carry, and there's no randomness in it. It seems to be random, but we are all bound by these electromagnetic laws. And that's why we do that when we do the weekly reading. We do the cuts and the shuffles so that our magnetism is instilled in the deck before we deal them or shuffle them or lay them out. So the Order of the Magi, Only Richmond passed on the knowledge to to Arlene Richmond, who they thought was his daughter, but I think it was actually a young woman that he was involved with. And there was a big breakup of the Order of the Magi, especially when the World War II came. World War I and World War II kind of broke up the order quite a bit. And there's a big sort of gap, in what actually happened there. But the order broke up. But before it broke up, there was a man named Frank Koenig who was living in Michigan, and he was invited to be a member of the Order of the Magi, and he was initiated Yeah, I think it was in 1934, somewhere in the early 30s, he was initiated into the Order of the Magi. And years later, he never would have thought about it, but years later, he reinstated the Order of the Magi. It's a long story. It's too long to tell exactly what all happened. So he continued with the work of the Order of the Magi, and I met him in 1991. And on May 26, 1991, I was initiated into the Order of the Magi myself by Frank Koenig and the group there. And that's how we got to where we are. Now we have a Magi Fellowship. We have a group of people that are strictly working with the laws of astrology, the sciences of astrology, and the cards. That's what we're all about. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that little talk about the Order of the Magi. We're going to take a short break. When we come back from this break, we're going to open up the phone lines. I believe all the lines are full now. But we'll be back in about 5 minutes after we listen to the song called Flying. Hope you enjoy it. That was Flying from a new song that I wrote and produced recently. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay. First up tonight is Laurie from Illinois. She's a Sagittarian, December 12, 1957. Are you there, Laurie?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And here you are in the most important year of your life.
I know. I'm excited. So I wondered if you would speak a little bit about my 52nd year as you see it.
Well, this can be the year that you... It's a blessed year. So it's like how good can you allow your life to be? So think about your life. And, of course, there's good in everyone's life, and there's some difficulties in everyone's life. But think about, like, if you could have your biggest challenge in life just kind of be handled for you this year, what would your life be like? See?
Okay.
And the Queen of Spades shows very prominently for you this year. It's your environment card, which it also happens to be the first karma card of your Eight of Diamonds. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thing about the Six of Clubs has an eight as a karma card too. So you have two strong eights in your life, which is power. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, can you use that power, turn it on yourself to transform yourself and not use it anymore to control other people? That's the question.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, anybody who's got eights is going to have, they're going to have experiences in life where they are in power struggles with others. Do you understand?
Yes.
So this can be the year that you completely let go of that and take all of your power back. It's interesting, you know, that sixes are the ones, they're the card of responsibility, and yet they're the ones that often blame other people the most or blame circumstances outside of themselves. They're like the biggest blamers. Not always, but frequently. You understand?
Okay, yeah.
So the Queen of Spades says, no, I want my power back. It comes through me. I can master myself, and then my life can turn around.
Okay.
So that's what I have for you tonight, Laurie.
Robert, may I ask just a general astrology question real quick?
Like, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Do you still use a natal or a progress chart at all now that you have come over to this system? I know you were an astrologer before. Has this completely replaced the old charts for you?
No, I still use astrology and this system together.
You do both for clients?
In all my readings, I use both systems together. They complement each other. I would never do a reading with, well, if I had to, I would. I'm not saying I would refuse, but I so much more prefer to have both systems because they both can tell me things that the other one can't, see? And I want all of it.
Okay.
I want as much information as I can get, so I'm going to naturally use both systems. That makes sense?
Okay. It sure does. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you for being my guest tonight, Laurie.
Okay. Thanks again.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Okay, our next guest is Mary Sue from Tennessee. Her birthday is June 17th, 1945. Are you there, Mary Sue?
Yes, I am.
I see you managed to get on the show tonight.
Yes.
It's your lucky night.
I hope so.
Yeah. So what's on your mind this evening?
I would like to know if you see that I am going to relocate and when. I'm thinking of moving in the future.
How soon are you thinking of moving?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about it.
Well, you're thinking about it because you have the Five of Hearts in your spread this year, it's sitting in what's called the displacement position. Are you familiar at all with the card system?
Not this one, no.
Oh, okay. So what there's a message behind the displacement card, and what it is that this is something you should be paying attention to and doing, and that is moving. That's what that card means, moving to a new house.
Oh.
So in other words, the universe is telling you that this is something that you need to do, and it's something that you've been ignoring for a while to get to where you are now. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, I mean, see, the thing about being, you happen to be a king of clubs. That's your card. It's a really great card, by the way. I mean, I love that card because they have such high, most of them have very high morality and high standards for life, okay? However, the king of clubs, one of their problems is they get stuck in a rut, okay?
Yes.
And I would think that that's true for you based on the cards that I see here.
Right.
So when are you going to do it? It's not going to happen to you. It's going to happen because you say so. So when's that going to be? That's the question. The cards aren't going to make you do anything.
No.
But they show you that this is something that you need to do. So the question is, are you going to do it? When are you going to do it?
We shall see.
Well, it's all up to you. So if you really want to ask somebody about when you're going to move, go look in the mirror and have a little conversation with yourself about that.
All right.
Because that's the person who knows. And, you know, you need to, like, you're going to have to get over your resistance to change for that to happen. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that,
right.
But that's what you're faced with. You're faced
all
with
right.
having to deal with that and be willing to go anyway. You know, it won't be comfortable. It won't be easy necessarily. My experience is that when these cards show up like this, it's better to do it sooner than later.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If we wait, it gets worse. It gets harder and harder. Basically, the longer we wait. Okay?
All right.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you.
You too, and thank you very much.
All right,
it was
have a great night.
The show.
Thanks for being my guest, Mary Sue. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, our next guest is Jeanette. She's another king of clubs, January 27, 1940. Are you there, Jeanette?
Hi, Robert. Thank you for taking my call. How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
Great, thank you. Robert, I'm calling to ask you a little bit about my long-range card for this year. I believe it is the Ace of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could highlight me a little bit about what the card is about and what you might see for the year ahead.
Well, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you kindly. I had a wonderful birthday.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. So you just began on your birthday a brand new 7-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
This is your 10th cycle.
Yes.
You know, you're 70 years old. And
that's
so
right.
it's an opportunity. Everything usually shifts on these cycles, on the beginnings. You know, things often change dramatically when we move from one 7-year cycle to the next. Okay?
I'm feeling that very strongly in a very positive way.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not suggesting it would be negative in any way at all. The Ace
of
Spades means,
I'm just saying I can feel it just since my birthday or around that time. I feel the energies have really changed quite a lot. I could really feel it.
So the Ace of Spades means, the Ace of Spades is like a stack of dynamite that can help you to make the change you need to make. It's powerful.
Good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful energy.
Yes.
So it means transformation, means new beginning.
All right? Yes.
So that's what you're looking at. That's what you have. So the question is, can you get up and do it? It's kind of like the last caller. Very similar.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm ready to do a lot. Yes.
Well, I think you're going to do it, personally. So,
yes.
You know, I don't see anything really that could stop you. You have a bottle of fives, too. You're definitely going to move this year. And it's going to be good. It's going to lead you to more happiness in your life.
Good.
Yeah. And there's going to be money there for it. There's not going to be an issue. Okay?
Great.
I don't really see any problem.
I really always appreciate speaking with you, and I thank you very kindly for taking the time to share with me.
You're welcome.
And I did make, perhaps I shouldn't say this on the line, but to contact you, I've tried several times by phone and left messages. Is there another way of contacting you, maybe through internet?
Well, my website has my email address at the bottom of every page.
Okay.
Have you been to seventhunders.com?
Oh, yes. All the time.
Now, I don't remember receiving any emails from you or any calls from you, so I apologize. I didn't intentionally not call you back. But,
oh, I know that.
But please,
I will
please.
Email you, because I do have some things I would like to discuss with you. So perhaps an email would be better.
Yeah, email me, and
I know
then,
you're very
give
busy.
Me a general idea of what you'd like to talk about, and then I can set up a time to discuss that with you.
Okay, that would be wonderful. I would really appreciate that.
Not a problem.
And thank you kindly, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Jeanette. You
thank
also.
Thank you for your time.
All
bye
right.
for now.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we have a few lines open, I guess. Well, maybe not. That was Jeanette's, which was B2. We're going to take another short break here. I'll listen to the song Transitions. When we come back, we'll be talking to Cindy, Melika, Colleen, and Kayleen. Be right back after Transitions. And that was Transitions, a song I wrote. Hope you enjoyed that. I forgot to give you the contest question tonight. I think I might have already asked this question before, though. But since the topic tonight was about the Order of the Magi, I thought I would ask a little question. What birth card have most of the Grand Masters of the Order of the Magi been, and why that card? Why that particular card? What about that card would have them be the Order of the Grand Master of the Order of the Magi? That's our contest question. If you have it, when you call in, you win. If you don't, you can try emailing us, emailing me at themagi@7thunders.com. I'll be happy to give the prize to the first person that gets both parts of that question. What card and why? Okay. Our next caller tonight is Cindy from California. Her birthday is March 10th, 1954. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, I am, Robert. Hello. Thanks for taking my call. My next birthday, I have the Ace of Spades and the Four of Spades. It's March 10th, 1954. I don't know if you got that.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
And that it really concerns me when I see that. It talks about that I could lose someone that's close to me. So, and I have, there's a few people that are elderly in my life that their health is not that great. So, I guess when
and,
I see that,
and
I, you
and
know, I heard
and
you
we're
talk
all,
to
we're
the
all die
caller about
later, right?
Ace of Spades being a card of transformation. And anyway, so that was my call, I guess.
Is it hard for you to imagine people dying?
Yeah, I'm not good with that.
Uh-huh. Okay. So how do you deal with that? I'm just curious.
Well, I haven't had anyone really close to me pass in a long, long time. I mean, my father has Parkinson's and I called a while ago about my mother. She's having surgery on her knees, but it's my stepfather also who's his blood pressure is really bad, and I know when I had asked you about my mom's card, you picked up on that she's got Ace of Spades, I think, coming up in her Saturn period. And anyway, so it just kind of made
well,
me...
Well, if you knew they were going to die, I'm just asking this, okay? If you knew they were going to die, what could you do, if anything, to prepare yourself for that?
I don't want that to happen, obviously. I know that it's inevitable. You know, someday we don't live forever.
Right.
But,
so we're all going to die. You're going to die, too.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it could even be my death.
Well, an Ace of Spades in your spread is definitely going to be a death of you in some way, for sure. There's no doubt about that. Okay. So the question is, you know, you have to be willing, on some level, you have to be willing to have a change in your life, you know, to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't keep everything the same. People who try to keep everything the same in their life usually end up getting cancer because the cells in the body rebel against that.
Mm-hmm.
Life is meant to change. Life is meant to progress, to evolve, right? So Ace of Spades for you, and you also have a Five of Spades displacement. This is a really important year of shifting, changing for you. So I think it would be good for you to start getting into the idea that that's going to happen and start aligning yourself with that. You know? It doesn't have to be... Now, whenever in my life, this is something that I do, it may not work for you, but every time I've been faced with a situation that's really scary for me, I would keep playing it out in my head over and over again until it wasn't scary anymore. That was my technique.
I've been kind of doing that. But,
yeah. And I would let myself feel, you know, what it would feel like. That's the big part of it, you know, letting myself feel what it would feel like. So
you
that
know,
I really get the feeling.
Your cards do not show up in my in next year at all.
I'm sorry?
My mother's card and my father's card or my stepfather's card, none of their cards show up.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, actually, though. But,
doesn't.
You know, you've got your concerns about this. And that's what you need to handle right now. See? I mean, maybe God gave you an ability to know when people are going to die. Maybe you actually know that, but you're afraid of what you know.
Mm.
So it's time for you to be with yourself about this. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can handle it. You're a king.
Not all that strong.
Oh, yes, you are.
Well, yeah, I surprise myself sometimes, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean death, right?
No, it doesn't. Absolutely.
But
I'm just suggesting that you start to get used to it because it's going to happen, and they're probably going to die a lot sooner than you are, most likely. You know.
Yeah.
Because they're much older. So thanks for being my guest tonight, Cindy.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, our next guest tonight just had a birthday. This is Colleen. Oops. There we go. This is Colleen from Cape Cod, February 3rd, 1958. Are you with us, Colleen?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. Hi.
Hi, Colleen. How are you doing?
Great. Great. Well, last year I went through a great transition, I feel like, mostly internal and also health, but I've certainly improved. And this year is rather interesting. Because of that change from last year, I'm, like, changing everything. I want to sell my house. I actually like someone that I haven't even pursued or even been in a relationship for, I don't know, 3-4 years, and never really looked because that, I don't know, just wasn't important to me. I don't know. I just got so much going on. But anyway, so now I'm a wreck because I actually like someone. So I'm wondering if you can help me out here.
How good for you.
I know, huh?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their own little thing that really gets to them, you know, and yours is having a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. So you're like a caller. You're the same age as a caller that called at the beginning of the show. You're 52.
Right.
It's a magical year, 52.
I know. I feel it, totally.
Everything, your wishes come true this year.
Okay, so anyways, I like this person. I've liked him for the last, like, 7 years. I met him online, and basically we've never met, but we've communicated. We talk to each other all the time. And even when we've had relationships, we've been in communication with each other, mostly to help each other out and just as friendship. And then recently, as far as, like, in October, he started to communicate with me again. He's long distance, and he had broken up, well, his girlfriend had broken up with him. And I don't know, we just started talking, but then she's in the picture. And honestly, she is in the picture.
And what birthday is this guy?
Okay, his birthday is 12/14/68.
So he's a four of clubs?
Yeah.
With double eights, ruling cards?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, no, not
no.
He's a six of diamonds. Six of diamonds ruling card.
Yeah.
Okay.
And her birthday is 2/8/69.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well,
what are you asking?
Well, her card's the long range for this year for him.
What's your question?
My question is there possibilities between, I don't know. I guess I do have a fear about pursuing anything when, I mean, they could possibly get back together again.
Well, I think that's a reasonable fear to have,
actually. Right.
I mean, and
right.
He's not, like, professing that it's truly over with her.
He doesn't want it to be. Really.
Okay, so what do you do? What the heck are you doing there? That's the question.
I don't know.
Well, you know.
I don't know, but I have my little four of hearts, so obviously, you know, I'm finally thinking of some sort of relationship.
Yes, true, but I don't think it necessarily is going to be him. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will be, but I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. And I would not allow myself to get expectations about somebody who's still unavailable. He's unavailable.
Yeah.
He's truly unavailable by the purest definition of the word. He's still hanging on to somebody that he was, that he's not really available for a relationship yet. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know this, but you're going to, if you find yourself attracted to a man that's unavailable, which I think you are, it means that you're not ready yet, even though you think you are. You're just playing around. You think you really want the relationship, but when you find yourself pining over somebody who's attached to somebody else, that's a little trick that we play on ourselves to keep ourselves from ever having to deal with a real relationship. It's not a bad thing. I'm just letting you know what you're doing so you can be conscious about it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very conscious about it.
Well, you didn't tell me. You didn't say that to me that that's what you're doing.
Well, I mean,
but I'm telling you that's what's going on. If you find yourself attracted to a man who says, "Oh, I still have feelings for my ex," you have just signed yourself up for a big drama that's intrinsically insane. Okay?
Right.
It's a waste of time, and you would only do that just because you're bored or something and need some entertainment value. You follow?
Well, no. Actually, I don't feel that way.
Well, then why are you doing it? It's certainly not to have a real relationship. You can't have a real relationship with somebody who's not available. Okay? It just can't be done. And why would you even waste of breath? Why would you even, as soon as you found out that he was still thinking about her, why would you even stay on the phone another second?
My friend, though. I mean, seriously, we've had a relationship for 7 years.
I understand that, but you're starting to have feelings for him.
I totally am having feelings for him.
You can't be friends with somebody you're having feelings for. Remember Harry Met Sally? I'm just saying. Okay? Now,
right.
I think you can have... I think when you look at your cards, you have a Three of Diamonds Pluto and a Four of Hearts result. The Three of Diamonds means, as you start this year, you don't really know what you want. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which could explain exactly why you're attracted to an unavailable person. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Four
well,
of Hearts result means you'll end up.
There's certain qualities about him that, I mean, I finally figured out what I do want in a relationship instead of many times you go into a relationship knowing what you don't want.
Yes.
You know? But I've finally come to that point where I know what I do want.
Well, that's great. If he's a reminder of that for you, that's really wonderful. But you can't spend any of your personal energy on him. You need to go out and find the person who has those qualities and who is available.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Like, I remember when I was between relationships for a couple of years, I remember I met these wonderful women, like four or five in a row. It's like this weird thing. And they were just so wonderful. All of them were married. And I swear I fell in love with every one of them. I didn't do anything. I just thought, oh my God, I could, that just feels so right. I mean, and it was, there wasn't anything ever going to happen, but it kind of helped me to get clear about what I wanted to feel in a relationship, So it had a value to it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I do.
So it's not, you don't need to like discount this person, but you do need to like not waste any of your time or put any of your heart into him. It's not there.
Yeah.
He's not there for you or for anybody else. He's there for his girlfriend. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the year you can have your wishes. Okay? You can't say who you'll be with, but you can say what you want, and you'll get it.
Okay.
So go out there and have your wishes come true. That's what I
know,
said.
Finally. Okay. Gonna do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Okay, great.
You deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Great talking to you, Colleen. Great to hear from
Richard.
You.
I mean, excuse me. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Next up is Kayleen. Now we're talking about a Leo, August 18th,
1964. Hey, Robert, this is Kayleen out in Washington. You remember me?
I do. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. You're 45 this year. Wow, you've got a great spread, too.
Yeah.
Hope you're having
and
fun.
What's funny is... Pardon?
I hope you're having fun with it.
No, not at all.
How do you
You're
manage?
Laughing at me. That's not nice.
How do you manage to not have fun with a in a blessed year, with a ten of diamonds and Jupiter and all these great cards? What's going on?
I was going to ask you that.
Well, you need to give me some background.
Everything says it should be good, but it's not.
Well, what's going on? That's what I asked you. What's happening? What are you doing? What's not going well?
I'm stuck.
What's not going well? What
Nothing
part of your
actually.
Life's not going well?
I'm stuck, Robert. I'm just stuck.
Well, you're an eight of clubs. You were always stuck.
The other caller that talked about change, I thought, man, that's my call. What's going on here? I don't like that, you know? seems to be a repetitive pattern tonight, so.
Yeah, well, where are you stuck in your life right now, if you don't mind me asking, Kayleen? You're not being real specific, you know.
I don't know what I want to do. I've spent too many years trying to fix everybody else, and but I've come to find out that's not really love when you try to fix everybody. You think you're giving them love, but you're not. And when you lose yourself, it's false love. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Uh-huh, I see. So you've had some transformation lately, which is a change, which is good, but hard for someone of a fixed nature like yourself. You know.
Yeah, my daughter is also one of the other five cards. It's kind of bizarre. And we seem to think a lot alike, but yet we fight each other, so... It's bizarre.
Well, daughters in general don't like to be manipulated, you know. And
ooh,
eights,
is that a bad word or good word, manipulate?
It's not neither bad or good, but it doesn't usually have the kind of results that you want from it. You know, children rebel against being controlled. You know, as a rule. I mean, they usually tell you. How old is your daughter, by the way?
She's 24. I have two of them. I call them my DNA experiment. So,
are they living with you still?
No, no. Actually, long story short, I got a divorce from my husband, and he took off to Mexico when they were 8 and 6. So for 7 years, they thought I was dead, Robert. And so about the last 5 years, I've had a relationship with them, which isn't much of one. And so, yeah.
Well, you know, it's not what's happening in our life that really is what really makes a difference for us personally. It's how we interpret it. What do we make it mean? You know what I mean? It's what you're reading into what's happening that's causing you to feel unhappy or happy. It could work either way. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I follow exactly what you say. I was going to ask you, too. I have the most bizarre nightmares. I wake up crying and screaming, and they're really weird. Can I run one down for you just real quick? My father and I have never been really, really close, and I had a dream. I was in a barn, and you know how ladders go up to the top of a barn where the hay is kept at?
Sure.
I was up there with a shotgun. My father comes in the barn. I shoot his head, and then we sit down, and we're eating his head, but he has no head, but he's talking to me, Robert. I just had this dream the other day. I cried for like 40 minutes.
Uh-huh. And what is that like? What does that dream mean to you? Like, what symbology did you attach to that? Like, what does that mean to you? Does that mean you hate him? What does it mean?
No. That I kind of figured it out. It meant that I could be whoever I wanted to be, and that he couldn't say anything back to me.
Oh, nice. You know, okay, so I don't see a problem in that.
Yeah, but it's weird because I wake up and I cry, and I don't sleep very well, so.
Well, you know, I think that this is the year you have your life spread, all right?
Yep.
And your life spread has a result card of the Five of Hearts, okay? So there's a need for a change in you. And it's a change that you don't like change all that much. But it's there.
Oh, yes. You think, Robert?
Yeah. No, it's there. And that, it's in focus right now. So, you know, it's time to get with it. Get with the change. You know, stop fighting it and start flowing. Ask yourself, ask God, say, what do you want me to do? Just be open to doing whatever, you know? Like,
I was going to ask you, do you really believe the cards are 20,000 years old?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Where did it come from, the Sumerian, maybe? I was going to ask you that. So that was obviously before the Egyptians, wasn't it, Robert?
The Atlanteans.
The Atlanteans. Okay, I got it.
Came from the Atlanteans. Yeah.
So by the way, is the card the Magi have? Is it the Ace of Spades?
No. That's not the answer to the contest question, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Okay.
Good guess.
Well, I'd like to just ask you, little turkey. Are you coming back to Washington by chance?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Are you coming back to Washington by chance?
No plans to, but, you know, who knows? We're actually planning to move back east later this year, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, no. That's right. When I first met you, that's where you were living. You were commuting.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's hard on you. Well, in a nutshell, what can I do, Robert, to just get off the hump?
I already told you.
Okay.
Tell God you're willing to do anything. Just ask him to show you which way to go and be willing to go wherever it is. You might need to move. You might need to leave the area where you're living. You might need to get away from your kids. You might need to be somewhere where they're not an issue anymore. They're all grown up anyway. What's the deal? You know. Come on. Get off of this story. Is getting a little old, don't you think?
It is.
Aren't you a little tired of this story?
Yeah, Robert, I got love for you, baby. I got love for you.
Why don't you upgrade to a new story?
And it's faking too, you gosh.
Let's have an All upgrade right. To the story.
You.
How about
I just found out about your show tonight, and I'm going to listen to it every, and I'm seriously thinking about taking classes with you on your website, so you might as well get used to hearing my voice and listening to me.
It's a pleasure, Kayleen.
Bye-bye, honey. You have a good night, Robert. Bye-bye.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night. Okay, that was fun. We're going to do two more calls, all right, because we're going to run out of time here. Next up is Shanice from Georgia, and her birthday is April 28th, 1988. Is that right? April 27th.
April 27th. I'm a seven of clubs. That's really all I know.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. You're 21 years old?
Yes.
Still just starting to figure out what the heck's going on around here.
Yeah, trying to.
Okay, so what kind of a question do you have? Is it work, relationships? What is it?
Well, it's just that I've had a lot of death just in the past year. I lost the father of my child, and I love him. And I lost my grandfather recently, and my uncle, and a few more uncles. And it's just been really hard, and I just want to know, is there any good things coming soon in my life?
Is there any, what, some good things coming?
Like money, and even money-wise.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, so how much money would you like, Shanice?
Enough to take care of me and my daughter, and I have to, you know, depend on no one but myself.
Well, you know, your card is known to spend money faster than they get it. Did you know that?
Oh my gosh! I didn't know that.
You didn't know we had all your secrets here, but we have your secrets because we know your card. And seven of clubs, because they have an eight of diamonds as their first karma card.
Mm-hmm.
They love to spend money.
Well, I feel like I need a lot of money. I feel like I will have to have a lot of money.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with having a lot of money. So how are you going to make money? How's it going to come to you?
I'm going to go to school.
Uh-huh.
It's just that it seems like it's going to take a while for me to make the kind of money that I want to. And I just want to know if I will be able to make it on my own.
Okay, so let me just clue you in here, okay? You don't have to go to school to make money, number one. Did you know that?
I did know that, but, you know, I really don't have, I mean, what else can I do? I can do hair really good, but I have to be certified.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, there's all kinds of ways to make money. There are so many ways to make money. And a person can be resourceful, and those ways can work, and it can open up new dimensions. You have to first be clear that you want money and that you don't care how it comes. Don't try to figure out exactly how it's going to come to you. Just be really clear that you want it and be willing to do whatever comes up. You follow me?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Because this year, this starts on your next birthday, which is starting really soon here in a couple weeks or so, a month or so. You got the greatest money cards this year.
Really?
Yeah, you do it. But you gotta find some way for that money to come to you. It can't come to you if you don't have a business or a job or something. It's gotta be something that a lot of money can come in, not just a little bit. Okay?
Oh,
you gotta
wow.
think a little bit bigger here. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what would be like, how much do you need a month to pay all your bills? How much?
I mean, I don't know, like...
You don't know?
2,000 or more, 2,000 or more. I wish I had 10,000, 20,000. Hey, what kind of question is that?
Well, no,
I mean,
no, I'm asking you, how much does it take, how much would it take to pay all of your bills every month? 2,000?
I would say if I really had it, like I wanted about 4,000 a month.
Okay, 4,000 a month. No problem.
Happy.
So... make sure that whatever you choose to do will make $4,000 a month. That's all you got to do. It's that simple.
Wow, okay.
You pick something. You don't say yes. Like, you're not going to make $4,000 a month working at Burger King, right?
No, I'm not.
It's not going to happen at Burger King or any other place like that. You have to go for something that's going to make more money, okay? I don't know what that could be. Maybe selling something. Maybe promoting something. I don't know. But you need to be open. And just be watching for the signal. You're going to get it, though. The money's going to be good if you find a way, if you find something that you can plug yourself into that has the potential to make a lot of money. Sales is really good, you know, because sales has unlimited upside. Unlimited upside. So you might want to consider
sales.
That. Yeah, sales.
Okay.
Promoting something. You know, selling
okay,
something
yeah.
that you like. I'm just saying, okay? There's a really great book
okay.
that I read that changed my life when I was about your age. It's called How to Sell Anything to Anybody.
Mm.
It's written by this guy.
Who is it written by?
Joe Girard.
Joe Girard.
You go find the bookstore and just read it. Maybe it'll inspire you. You need something that'll get you going. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm going to let you go, Shanice.
Things happening.
I'm going to let you go because I have to get one more caller before I quit. All right?
All right. Thank you, Albert, for that, and good night.
You're welcome, and you have a great night, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, our next caller, our last caller tonight, is from Kauai, and his name is Brett. Are you there, Brett?
I am, Robert. Thanks for taking my call.
And you're August 25th, 1978? 68, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made you a little younger there.
I know. That sounds good.
And you're wanting to know about a relationship with somebody born 2/11/70, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my first love, and she came back after 13 years and Googled me and found me, and we've had separate lives, and we've actually been in a long-distance relationship for the past 4 years, and it's been very difficult and very challenging, but the love is amazing and the relationship's amazing. It's been very hard because we both have families, and I went back over to commit and fly over there and try and make it work, and I just got dead-ended. And just kind of
How did you get dead-ended?
I was planning on relocating and doing everything I could to be close to her and make it work. And every avenue that I was taking a lead on just kept closing. So I had to end up coming back to my regular home, and I've been here for the last 2 months. And nothing's quite opening up over here either, so I'm in a kind of a stasis. It almost feels like a bankruptcy.
So did she close the door when you moved, or what? How did that work out?
Yeah, she got a little apprehensive and wasn't really ready to allow me into her life over there.
Okay, so here's the deal. She's your Saturn card. Did you know that?
I did, but I don't really know much about what that means.
It's not good.
I figured.
Now, it doesn't always have to be bad. Okay, she's also moon to you because her Nine of Spades ruling card has a King of Hearts, which is moon to your Ace of Clubs. So that's why you feel the potential for you two there. You see that,
yeah.
You know? And there's a past life Venus connection. No, see, that's not true. There's a Jupiter connection. I think the thing about it is that it's just not going to work with her. It's just not going to work with her. First of all, she's the same birthday as Jennifer Aniston, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Aniston is known to be a real B-I-T-C-H, okay? Why? Because she's so insecure, Ace of Spades and Nine of Spades, she wants to dominate everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think your love interest is just, you know, playing some games because that's how she is too on some level.
Right.
And somebody who's Saturn to us, they would tend to not want to give us what we want.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to restrict us, limit us, place boundaries on us, or just say no.
Right.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you could do a lot better. You know,
right on.
Personally, I think you could do a lot better. Like a King of Hearts might be a really nice lady to find.
Yeah, they were saying that, or your card was saying that Two of Hearts is also favorable for my karma card and a partner, but I realize there's only one birthday with that card.
Yeah, Two of Hearts are really hard to find. But you might find somebody with a Two of Hearts ruling card. Like
uh-huh.
January 20th is a Seven of Diamonds with a Two of Hearts ruler.
Right.
And you would have great connections with that. You'd fall madly in love with that person.
And what was the first card you mentioned?
King of Hearts.
King of Hearts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great.
So, you
Thank
know,
you.
There's lots of birthdays. I think you need to let this one go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been hard, hard, hard.
Yeah, and I think that's because it's Saturn, and that's how Saturn is. Saturn is just hard, hard, hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look, she's even Saturn to you this year. She's in your spreads with the Nine of Diamonds.
Yeah.
This is definitely going to end. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to feel good.
Yeah.
Okay? But I think that you letting this go will open the door for someone really nice to come in.
Right on.
And you have really good cards after you get out of Saturn. Okay.
Great.
Actually, you have good cards in Saturn, too,
it.
For your work and stuff. So,
yeah.
Just bow out gracefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I appreciate it.
It's great talking to you, Brett. Thanks for being my guest tonight and sharing your story with us.
My pleasure. It's a great service you're doing. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Aloha.
Aloha. Everybody who lives in Hawaii, they always say aloha. They never say goodbye or hello. It's great. Okay, so nobody called in with the contest answer, and several people did get the answer correct. I just have to go figure out who sent it in first, who sent in the first correct answer. And the answer is the Three of Diamonds birth card is the most common for the Grand Master of the Order of the Magi, the Grand Masters, and it's because the Ace of Spades is in Mercury, which is the symbol for the whole system. There's a strong connection to that. through the Ace of Spades. So I'm going to look through my emails, and I'll send an email to whoever won after the show. So thank you all for participating. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. We're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. We'll be back next Monday with a new topic, a new contest question, and more of your calls. Have a great week. This is Robert Camp saying goodnight.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonna-prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yonna Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva
Jody.